I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
On social media, fans of Britney Spears have been asking for the courts to reevaluate her conservatorship. Mostly because they feel maybe Britney is to the point where she can run her finances on her own. Maybe just double check and make sure her dad, who is in charge of the conservatorship, is doing all the right things for her. But yesterday, they planned to have a digital conservatorship hearing, but it was postponed after four individuals illegally accessed the court's digital video link system. So essentially, they had like a Zoom, and They were doing some hearings up until the point where they had to kick everyone off because they were going to have Britney Spears' conservatorship hearing. But these people refused to leave. Even being asked by the judge and everyone involved, like, you got to get off of here. We have another hearing that we're going to do. And they, oh, okay, sure, we'll do it. And then they did the little sound effects of them walking away to make it look like they left. All right, bye, see you later. But they actually stayed on the link the entire time, which actually caused the judge to cancel it altogether.
So these weren't hackers. These were people that already had the link for other cases.
I believe so.
Yeah. So I'm sure throughout
some hearings are open. People can just walk in and then wait for their turn.
Okay.
And a lot of times on like Zoom and stuff, like you can invite people in, you know, some people have to ask for permission to come in. So I'm assuming they probably used the same link all day. And then as they had scheduling lined up, they were like, okay, we're moving on to the next one. Let's keep it going.
How did they not think to give her own link?
Out of all people, right? You would think because they had to make this one private, so they couldn't have been like, okay, we're going to give you this one pure dedicated link just for this, when a lot of these other hearings might have been public.
Or what about everybody that has a private hearing gets their own link?
Right?
And their own code or something. And can you not kick people off of Zoom?
I guess not. I don't know. I've never set it up.
I guess it's the way it's set up. Maybe if it's like, if it doesn't need a password, because you can give it the option of not having a password or a password, then maybe, you know, if they didn't assign it one, then anybody can just kind of come and go.
How much do we love the people, though, that like refused to get off? Like, I'm sure that they went on the other side of their computer or something like that, and they could hear people being like, hello? Hello, you need to get off now. And them having the Constitution to not go.
Okay, but from what I read, they did this game. They did this dance for 2 hours.
Amazing. That's amazing. I don't have that kind of stamina.
Wouldn't you guys be afraid that, like, a judge was going to get you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're getting an order from a judge or, you know, like, there's no bailiff to take you away, what are they going to do? They're just going to yell at you.
Hold you in Zoom contempt?
Well, it's not your trial.
I understand that, but he's a judge. I mean, what would the judge do if somebody kicked the door in real life and refused to leave?
But that's not what happened. These people were allowed in the room, and then
right. But imagine, like, everybody was allowed in the room. That was like, okay, our next case on the docket is a private hearing. Everybody has to leave, and then some people were just like, I don't think I'm gonna.
Right. So the equivalency, though, to that would be if you were a blind and deaf person that was physically in the room and the judge goes, okay, everybody's going to have to leave now. As a blind and deaf person, you can use the defense, I didn't know.
Right.
So, like, if you're invited to a Zoom link, you're all done, and then you, quote unquote,
you
walk away
leave.
From your computer,
okay.
And then it's not like the judge is calling to you upstairs, hey, sign off a Zoom or something like that. You
right.
can say, oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear. I don't know.
I didn't think of the Shaggy defense.
Right. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
What I think is interesting, though, is, like, you know, we've had Zoom calls and we've had, like, you know, big conference calls and stuff like that. I don't think that this has ever happened in the history of Zoom that no one actually wanted to get off of a Zoom call.
No.
Right.
Most people don't want to be on it in the
true.
First place.
Why did they even announce that it was Britney's thing?
I don't think, like, they announced it. I think that they were moving on to the next one, and either someone heard her name come up or whatever it was. Or maybe one of these were just squatters that were sitting through all of these other meetings just to see if they had any juice or good dirt on some of these.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because I did have the thought that if these are public Zoom calls, I am shocked. That Katie has not filled her day with, guys, did you know that you can sit through case after case of a courtroom on a Zoom link? Let me tell you, there's some shady people in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I sat through this guy yesterday that was caught peeing in a woman's dressing room. Like, what? Like, doesn't this sound like something that Katie's going to do?
100%.
I found my own. This is my Bravo. It's my own Bravo.
Oh my God. And then there'd be repeat offenders, and I'd be like, oh, James is back.
Season two of James is on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.